from the gorgeous confines of Melbourne, Australia, across the USA and 61 countries spanning the globe, Expat Progressive Radio presents The Bill Show with Bill and Randall. Now fasten your seatbelts, kids, because here are the loudest fat lefties on the net, Bill and Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Hello again, Bill. How are you? It seems like, well, it seems like only yesterday.
It's a week.
Okay.
It's a week. For all those people don't know, this is the second take of a show.
Yeah.
Because we
The
whole show.
And it was the best show we ever did.
No, really, seriously, you would have been impressed. All you people there were going, "Thank God, that's better than the usual slop I listen to." Yeah, these guys.
But
screaming.
I had my foot on the cat, and
yeah, your foot on the cat.
I had my foot on the cat, and that pussy howled. I swear.
I don't know what you're talking about, you depraved old man.
You said that I blew. You said it was blown out. So I.
That's good. Yeah. That's okay. Good. Okay. Well, listen. We're here.
You for playing the old intro. I just get so nostalgic.
You're still nostalgic about the old intro.
The loudest fat lefties on the planet.
That's right.
Whatever it is.
That's right. And we're all sitting here with a drink because we need one now because, of course.
No, I've got a coffee.
You got a coffee. I got a coffee, too. I'm gonna sip my beverage here. And by the way, if you're at home.
I'm in my jammies, though. This is a recording.
I'm not in my jammies, but if you're at home, look, take a minute. Maybe go over to the kettle, get a tea, maybe a Bicky or something like that.
I've got a nice cup of coffee.
I'm talking to the people out there. I'm sitting there.
Listeners.
Yeah, listeners. You know, take a coffee.
But this show isn't live.
Unless
you could be having breakfast.
Well, no, I can pretend it's the theater of the mind. Wait a minute.
I'd hate to go to your theater of the mind.
Yeah, I know.
It's like Grand Guignol. Yeah.
Okay, so this I'm drinking now, as a true Democrat today. I'm drinking a coffee mixed with anything alcoholic. So here you go. This is my beverage for today. This is my Ossoff.
What did you put in it?
I'm going to call this coffee.
Is it bourbon coffee?
This is coffee Ossoff. This is coffee. The coffee you have after they lose in Georgia. Okay, here it is.
Oh, Bill.
Man,
coffee?
That's tasty.
I've got a tall mug that I got at Aldi that says "Another Day in Paradise."
Yeah,
and it's got a little lid that you can put in it that you open and close, so
Isn't
it stays
nice?
Hot. And I use two capsules. I mean, this is strong.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, good night, everybody. That's all we wanted to say.
Yeah, and I've got a closed bottle of wine here, a closed bottle of 2016 Shiraz or Syrah.
Oh, well, that's going to happen soon.
But I'm not going to open it.
Let's get to it, ladies and gentlemen.
What were we talking about? What show is this again?
This is show 184, the actual one.
184B.
And what happened today that came over CNN, the Georgia-U.S. House race. You remember that one? You remember that big House race in which the Democratic Party that was 0-3 beforehand pumped about $50 million into this this race?
Just like the Utah one.
This is what happened. Karen Handel, she got 51.9% of the vote. John Ossoff got 48.1%. And Handel, a 55-year-old former Georgia Secretary of State, replaces the inimitable Tom Price, who left Congress to become the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Ossoff is a 30-year-old documentary filmmaker and former congressional aide. And by the way, I've seen interviews with him. Very smart kid.
Yeah.
I liked him.
Yeah.
Was ultimately unable to peel away enough of the anti-Trump Republicans or mobilize new Democratic-leaning voters to overcome the district's deep-seated Republican leanings. Once again, folks, listen, I'm just on the outside looking in. I'm reading a report here from HuffPost.
Was this like Atlanta, or was it like a rural area?
It was a combination. This is, there's rural areas there, but there are also, city areas. And in any Democratic election, the city areas have to outpoll the rural areas.
Yeah.
So you have to come out of the cities with a big lead, because once you get out there in mom and pop territory, the Republicans have a
plane. They get out to
fucking
Plains,
good grip. Yeah.
Plains, Georgia. Plains, so,
yeah,
Georgia.
Yeah, that's right.
And peanut territory.
I ain't
gonna
let Nancy Pelosi take my gun away.
I was talking about Jimmy Carter. He was from Plains, Georgia.
Okay. So evidently the two problems is they were unable to peel away anti-Trump Republicans, who, by the way, I think are a few now, or mobilize enough new Democratic-leaning voters. So people sat on the couch. It was really all.
Did they turn out?
No, not especially. Kerwin Squint, the chair of political science department over at Kennesaw State University outside of Atlanta, said this. He said it was really all about Republican candidate Karen Handel getting a Republican base to show up in force. You know, the Borg.
Wait till I'm finished.
It's before you go on an anti-religious thing. I know that's
I'm not.
Okay, that's what made the difference. John Ossoff was successful in eating into that base, but obviously not quite enough to put him over the top. This is a long history, and I want to tie these two things in, because we were going to do a show about the shooting in Virginia.
The baseball shooting.
The terrible. By the way, what happened there was a tragedy. It was awful. It was a terrible, terrible tragedy. And
yeah, but he's not dead, is he?
No, it's not the point. It's the point is that that's not the way we solve problems in America. And but what has gotten me a little bit itchy and scratchy is that everybody came out and said this was horrific. Yeah. And then the Republicans. Now, John Ossoff lost this election by literally only 10,000 votes. 10,000 votes, right?
Yeah. Right.
That's two suburbs, right? That's 10,000 people. That's it. This is how the remember what he said. He said it was really all about Karen Handel getting her Republican base to show up in force. This is what she did to get her Republican base to show up in force. Run the ad.
Now the unhinged left is endorsing and applauding shooting Republicans. When will it stop? It won't if John Ossoff wins on Tuesday, because the same unhinged leftists cheering last week's shooting are all backing John Ossoff. And if he wins, they win. Stop them. Stop them now. Stop John Ossoff. Stop Nancy Pelosi. Vote Karen Handel for Congress. Vote. Principled Leadership Project PAC paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content.
Okay, let's go over this ad bit by bit, shall we? Just a bit, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know.
One line at a time.
No, I'm not going to go one line at a time. I'm going to say, I don't know of any liberals who cheered that violent act. You've associated a candidate who is opposing you. You have not talked about your record. You've not talked about what you're doing. You've not talked about what you can do for your constituents. What you have done is associate the candidate opposing you with a violent attempted murder and death and assassination that happened 2 days before. You took that tragedy and you used it to get your moron base, because now they think Nancy Pelosi is coming to get them. By the way,
and what about those emails? People respond to that kind of dog whistling.
Well, no, that's right. And that's how you excite the Borg. Because I'll tell you something. I saw that ad.
The Republican collective,
You know, listen, these guys have been doing this for fucking years. This is the most disgraceful ad I have heard in politics in a very, very long time. They saw
at least a week. At least a week.
I cannot rival anything that is as disgusting as putting John Ossoff's face, excuse me, on a television with bloodied bodies being pulled off a field with the sound of machine gun fire in the fucking background.
Yeah, but that's what they do. They associate. It's guilt by association.
But listen,
none of John Ossoff's friends have come out and condemned this this terrible gunman.
Listen, this is what John Kerry dealt with, okay? Reminded me of this. Here it is.
And if you have any question about what John Kerry's made up, just spend 3 minutes with the men who served with him 30 years.
I served with John Kerry.
I served with John Kerry.
John Kerry has not been honest about what happened in Vietnam.
He is lying about his record.
I know John Kerry is lying about his first Purple Heart because I treated him for that injury.
John Kerry lied to get his Bronze Star. I know. I was there. I saw what happened.
His account of what happened and what actually happened are the difference between night and day.
John Kerry has not been honest.
And he lacks the capacity to lead.
When the chips were down, you could not count on John Kerry.
John Kerry is no war hero.
He betrayed all his shipmates. He lied before the Senate.
And John Kerry betrayed the men and women he served with in Vietnam.
He dishonored his country. He most certainly did.
I served with John Kerry. John Kerry cannot be trusted.
Swift Boat Veterans for Truth is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
So you have John Kerry.
Yeah, I remember those war ads.
Hero. Wait a minute. You have John Kerry, a decorated war hero from Vietnam, a decorated war hero who saw combat, and the guy who's running against him didn't even show up to the champagne division that his father got him in so he didn't have to go to war.
Oh, the National Guard Air Pilot, the sea average pilot.
Yeah, absolutely. Never showed up. What I'm getting at...
He was AWOL, too,
is that what I'm getting at, if you don't interrupt...
Sorry.
...is that this is who these fuckers are. I am not going to sit here, and what the Democratic Party and liberals had to do during this time in which we found out that the guy who shot up the baseball field was a former Bernie supporter, is that you've put... Democrats were in a position where they were apologizing. Let's get one thing straight. The Democratic Party, Bernie Sanders or anybody, does not endorse violence. You damn well know that.
Yeah.
This guy was a crazed loon. A crazed loon. But that didn't stop Greg Gutfeld, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry I'm going on, but this didn't stop Greg Gutfeld. This is also what was being pumped out to the Borg in the last week of that campaign by Fox News. Play the clip.
This is par for the course for a hardcore anti-Trump Democrat. Mm-hmm. And there's millions of people's Facebook pages and social media accounts that look exactly like this guy's here. And that's scary to say, you know, you're a part of the resistance. He's an Occupy Wall Street guy. He calls Donald Trump a traitor and an a-hole. And he's a Putin colluder. And, you know, this stuff builds up when you call Republicans greedy racists and you kind of mix it into this toxic stew. You know, political hysteria potentially has consequences.
Right now, the country's going through a period of anxiety because we have a large faction that refuses to accept the reality of the presidency. I'm not saying that induces people to violence, but under this weird cloud, people are acting strangely. And I know that capitalism and free markets, they don't advocate revolution, but socialism does. Socialism has always advocated revolution. Radical leftism has always advocated violent revolution.
Yeah, I
ooh,
call...
Ooh, that makes me angry. Ooh.
Can I finish here? Yeah. I call Republicans greedy racists because a lot of them are. And I know that because of what they do. I don't do it because I'm delusional. I'm doing it because I have eyes and I read, you know? Second of all, this idea that socialism and the left are violent, this thing on socialism, I know it bugs you, Randy.
No, that's a rhinoceros beetle up my date, I'll tell you.
It is just wrong. Yeah. It's wrong.
It's totally wrong.
Wrong. They're confusing socialism with communism.
With communism.
But yeah. Any if you're an idiot,
socialism is not a form of government. It's an economic policy.
I know.
And what's wrong with these fuckers? I mean, I can't believe it.
One of the great socialists was Dwight David Eisenhower, who took money from the rich and built the highway system.
Yeah, the I system. And what about FDR, who was a multimillionaire,
yeah.
as was his wife.
Just a violent socialist.
Oh, look at all the things that FDR did. The whole social security system and...
So for the last week, let me get back to the major point. The last week, 2 weeks of this, before the election today, the right has been trying to portray the left as bloodthirsty maniacs, topped off by this heinous fucking ad, the Swift Boat ad that they ran against Ossoff.
Yeah.
But you know who else played into this? The New York fucking Times. The New York Times said this. Look, and I'm quoting, this is for the week after the shooting. To be sure, supporters of Mr. Trump, as well as Mr. Trump himself, have assailed opponents and the news media. But long before the shooting on Wednesday, some of Mr. Sanders' supporters had earned a belligerent reputation for their criticism of Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party, and others who they believe disagreed with her ideas. And here it comes. Sanders fans... sometimes referred to derogatorily as Bernie bros and Bernie bots, at times harassed reporters covering Mr. Sanders and flooded social media with angry posts directed at the corporate media. The suspect in the Virginia shooting put a new spotlight on the rage buried in some corners of the progressive left. By the way, bullshit.
Yeah, I call bullshit, too. Bullshit.
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 Now, am I saying that there are certain people out there who, on the Bernie end, that were rude and terrible in Facebook tweets or Facebook strings? Yeah. Were some of them maybe a little wacky? Yeah. But this Bernie bros shit, really? Really? That goes back to the whole thing. If you don't endorse Hillary Clinton, you're like a sexist.
Oh, and what about the guy that said, oh, you cannot accept the reality of the election?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, what is that?
But my point with the New York, I don't want to go back there, but the New York Times article basically almost kind of turned around and said, yeah, you know, it's not just the left, but specifically those Bernie people. Yeah. They're really fucking violent.
Yeah, they are.
I have never heard... okay, and then CNN, Peter Bergen said this, and David Sturman said this. The very strong possibility that the shooting was an act of leftist terrorism. Kansas City Star Judy L. Thomas claimed that the shooting highlights a trend that terrorism experts have been monitoring for recent months. The ramping up of violence committed by the left. By the way, there's no evidence attached to that.
None whatsoever.
Not one figure, not one instance, other than this one we're talking about. They there's nothing.
Timothy McVeigh was a Republican.
Yes.
And
okay.
John Wilkes Booth was a Democrat.
Yeah.
How far back do you want to go?
Yeah, but I mean, and then Hannity chimed in. This is great.
Hannity?
This is great.
Or one of the ones that crawled out of Richard Ale's body?
And believe me, folks, this is all coordinated to go straight to the Borg.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that campaign ad, it goes straight into the Borg. Listen to this. When Democrats continue to dehumanize Republicans and paint them as monsters day in and day out, year in, year out, while climate around the country, it becomes more toxic, says Sean Hannity. Jesus Christ. He basically says that, of course, violence will follow. I could spend hours on this program giving example after example of left-wing celebrities, these Trump detractors, glorifying violence against the president of the United States. Virtually no one on the left has denounced this vile behavior. It's a lie.
Of course they've denounced it.
It's a straight-up fucking lie. Yeah. It's a straight-up fucking lie. Right to camera. But it is Sean Hannity. Well, I wanted to see if Sean in any way could be right. I know he isn't. But if you look in the WikiLeaks, it says modern left-wing terrorist groups in the United States developed with them, whether underground, the Students for Democratic Society. Between 73 and 75, the Symbionese Liberation Army, Patty Hearst.
Yeah.
During the 80s, you had the May 19th Communist Organization and the United Freedom Front.
Yeah, and Squeaky Frome.
But after, it says, after 1985, following the dismantling of both groups, one source reports there were no confirmed acts of left-wing terrorism. Incidents of left-wing terrorism dropped off at the end of the Cold War, partly due to the loss of support for communism. Now I thought, hey, here's the thing, little pot calling the kettle. Let's talk a little bit about right-wing terrorism. Let's not go back to 1985. Let's not go back to 1972. Let's go back to fucking May. May 23rd, the FBI is investigating the fatal stabbing of a black student as a possible hate crime. Richard Collins III was the poor fellow who was stabbed. Police have arrested 22-year-old Sean Ublansky, who has ties to white supremacists and the alt-right.
Mm-hmm.
March 4th, a white supremacist accused of stabbing a 66-year-old black man to death has been charged with murder in March. Evidently, James Jackson prowled the streets of New York for 3 days in search of a black person to assassinate in order to launch a campaign of terrorism against our Manhattan community and the values we celebrate, said District Attorney Cy Vance. Jeez. He wanted to kill a black guy for practice, and then he was going to kill a whole lot more. Again, white supremacist, alt-right. Kansas City, Missouri in June. You want to go back to June? That's good.
Yeah.
A Kansas man charged with fatally shooting an Indian national in the suburb of Kansas City. All right? White supremacist, alt-right.
What about Portland? What about Portland?
And that's what I'm telling you. Jeremy Christian was booked on Saturday morning. Two grievous murders after these guys, one a former serviceman, tried to stop one of these alt-right crazy boys from yelling abuse at a Muslim woman on public transport, and for their trouble, they were stabbed to death.
Yeah.
Myrtle, oh, wait a minute, I'll go back to February. Is February okay? If they're going to go back to 72, February, let's go back to February, all right? Yeah. FBI agents arrested white supremacist Benjamin McDonald of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, on a weapons sting operation. He allegedly was going to kill people in a synagogue. Stockton, Utah, June. Militia leader William Keebler of Stockton, Utah, was arrested after allegedly attempting to set off a bomb at the Bureau of Land Management in Arizona in June.
Yeah.
So obviously we're the violent guys, right?
Certainly are.
We're the crazed lunatics. And the left sat there and didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do. They say, literally, they were stunned that a member of their, you know, Bernie was stunned, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because anybody goes to a Bernie, you know, if you come away from a Bernie rally with the idea that there should be A, more guns, or B, you should run around shooting people, you're not listening to the speeches.
Not a bit.
Not listen to the speeches. But then we find out something about the guy who actually fucking did it.
Mm.
This guy, all right, let's a guy named Hodgkinson.
This is the guy in Maryland, yeah.
Right. This guy was charged with multiple counts of domestic battery and a grave discharge of a firearm.
Yeah.
Hodgkinson's more recent criminal record in St. Clair, Illinois, shows many traffic violations. Potentially just days before he left Virginia, complaining that Hodgkins shot 50 rounds in a wooded area too close to residential homes. Ms. Moreland told the Daily Beast about this guy. I tried to tell the court that this guy's crazy, that this is a big deal, but they didn't listen to me. Now, I got a little thing I'm going to throw out to you.
Yeah?
Who is that party that just recently, just the other day, were responsible for this? Trump signs bill revoking Obama-era gun check for people with mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
President Donald Trump quietly signed a bill into law Tuesday, rolling back the regulation that made it harder for people with mental illnesses, you know, the fucking crazy ones from getting their hands on guns.
Like a Kalashnikov.
And tell me, what party has been absolutely, totally committed to the idea of crazy people getting Kalashnikovs? What party is that, Randall?
The Republican Party.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. For sure.
People of the left, you don't have to apologize for this lunatic. It has nothing to do with you. And if you got knocked down today with the Ossoff rate, get angry, because you got a right to be. You really have a right to be, because this is how low these guys will sink. They used the wounding and critical wounding of one of their own.
Yeah, a guy that voted with to allow nut jobs to get automatic weapons.
To smear an innocent man. And that's John Ossoff.
Yeah.
10,000 votes. That was it. 10,000 votes. All right? Okay.
Yeah.
They used dirty politics to win this election. The Republicans have stolen an election before. They will do anything to anyone to exercise power. So, from now on, you know, when we get off the mat, kick them the balls.
Yeah.
Politically. Politically, but you gotta expect this shit. For example, Ossoff didn't say anything to respond to these attacks. He just abhorred them, and Karen abhorred them. But Karen knew about them, so that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay? Ossoff should have come out and said, I am disgusted by you. I am disgusted. He should have stood up in front of a camera with his kids and sat there and said, my kids had to watch while you put my face amongst machine gun fire and dying people being dragged away from an assassination attempt.
Yeah.
And you did that. You are the lowest of the low. Don't apologize. Don't sit there and paralyze. Come at them. Call them what they are.
Yeah.
The Republicans are absolutely evil when they pull this shit. And I am abhorred that they did this. Well, listen, we should probably get to your rant.
No, let's have a break. I want a break.
We're gonna have a break, and I think we have a little Randy Rainbow, don't we?
Oh, my namesake. Yes, he's just...
Okay. We'll be back after this message, kids.
Yeah.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of pleasure.
Now, here comes the music.
Quiet, please. We're now in session. Mr. Comey, thank you for joining us. I call the hearing to order, please. Attorney General Sessions, thank you for joining us. You look absolutely adorable. We are interested in your one-on-one meetings with Trump, specifically the private dinner you had on January 27th. So let's get right to it. Mr. Comey, we know the president gets 2 scoops of ice cream with dessert. How much ice cream did he allow you to have?
None.
Okay. Quiet, please. Mr. Sessions, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you?
I do not.
Thank you, that'll do. Mr. Sessions, it is believed that you may have somehow colluded with the Russians during Donald Trump's campaign.
That is false. This is what happened.
I'll ask the questions, thank you.
Did the Russians hack Hillary?
No doubt.
Did the Russians back Mr. T?
I don't recall.
Are we all under attack?
I'm confident.
Why'd you meet with Kislyak?
I don't recall.
Lies and greed, when will they lead to all of his Russia ties?
Oh well, oh well, oh well, oh.
Tell me more, tell me more. Are you just sour grapes? Tell me more, tell me more. Do you think he's got tapes?
I don't.
Uh-huh.
I don't.
Uh-huh.
I don't.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't.
Donald Trump made Comey feel weird. Said he hoped that Flynn would be cleared. Did he lie? Did he obstruct? Is he safe or is he f***ed? Phony facts, they won't distract from those Russia ties.
Oh well, oh well, oh well, oh.
Tell me more, tell me more. Did you break protocol? Tell me more, tell me more.
Tell me!
I don't recall. No doubt. Well, I don't recall.
Whatever, girl.
No doubt. I don't recall. No doubt. I don't recall.
Was his cell phone calling long dist? Why does your stone walling persist? You got sacked out of the blue. How much of that was 'cause of you? Russian heat, oh, how he'll tweet to deny all those Russia ties.
Probably some.
Tell me more, tell me more. You recuse yourself, but tell me more, tell me more. Recused, like, from what? Putin's on top, Putin's on top, Putin's on top, Putin's on top. Putin's did on Trump top, get caught Putin's with top, hookers and pee? Do you make cookies inside of a tree? This ain't a joke. It's not okay. And when there's smoke, you know what they say.
I don't recall.
Russian hacks, cyber attacks, and oh, those Russia ties.
I don't recall.
Tell me more, tell me more. Is James Comey a snitch?
Yes.
Tell me more, tell me more. Is your boss Putin's bitch? Guess there's nothing now but to wait. One more question. Are you really 6'8"?
Yes.
Hot.
Though you took a solemn vow, still feels like we're in Moscow. Russian schemes, what could they mean? Those Russia ties.
Russia ties. Russia ties.
I don't recall.
And now it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because it's time again for Randy's
Rant. Let's all gather around. Oh, man. It's clobbering time.
It's rat time.
Hey, can you see me twerking?
What?
Can you see me twerking?
No, I didn't see you twerking, and if I had, my brain would melt. My brain would melt.
All right. I'm not twerking.
You're not twerking. Okay. Yeah. You have.
Anyway, here I am. I'm ranting tonight.
Are you?
And you got just my dandruff up.
Oh, I did
love
I?
I love malapropisms.
Yes.
You got my dandruff up.
Yeah.
About guns. So I've decided. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I've decided to shelve my rant.
Okay.
It'll keep. But I've decided to come out swinging, not shooting, swinging about guns. Because as you know, and as the listeners know, Australia hasn't had a mass shooting, which means more than four people in 22 years. Okay, and it's the same with the UK, except it's a little bit harder for them because of the proximity to Europe. But here in Australia, we got rid of all automatic weapons, and we are no longer a gun culture.
No.
The NRA hates us.
Yeah.
They actually have offices here, and they try to put out information, because everybody keeps using Australia as the as an example of how gun control can work.
Yeah,
people
really
still have people still have guns. They have just as many guns, but they're kept locked up, unloaded, and everything like that. Okay.
And how many mass shootings since Port Arthur? How many?
None since 1996.
Yeah. Zero.
None. Zero.
Since 1996.
Yeah.
You might be able to deduce that there may be something of parity to that fact.
Yeah.
Maybe there is a cause and effect. I don't know. Think about it.
Yeah. Okay. But here's what we're up against.
Yeah.
I read today that guns are the major cause of death in some demographics of young people in America today.
Yeah, I know.
Including children, like meaning children. Okay, gun violence in the U.S. Has killed more Americans since 1968 than have died in all the wars in America's history.
No, it's the left.
What are you?
It's just the left, man. It's the left.
Are you sniffing cocaine or something? What are you doing?
No,
okay. So gun violence has killed more people just since 1968. Okay, so that's what 50 years.
Yeah.
Then all the wars going back to, I don't know, 1776 or further.
Yeah.
Right. So while many people would say, "Oh, that's a lot," there are the reason that they're so high. There are over, count them, 300 million guns in the United States. That's 3 followed by 8 zeros. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But they seem to think they need more.
It's insane.
Okay, in 1912,
yeah,
132,338 people were shot.
Mm-hmm.
Not killed, shot.
Shot. Okay.
Next year, 132,885, a few more. Yeah. Next year, 128,117, a few less.
Yeah.
But in that 3-year period, 212 to 214, one out of every 77 deaths in the United States was caused by a bullet. Now, that is a major cause of death. That's like a plague. That's like a plague.
If terrorists had done this, this would be an act of war.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay. Now the thing is that this goes on. People in America tend to use a gun because they own one in just stupid ways. Yes, we hear about people targeting other people. Okay, my fiancé and I had an argument, so I open carried my gun to a park and shot.
These are actual testimonies.
These are actual things from police files.
Right.
Okay, they've been gathered by Parents Against Gun Violence, which I think is a division of the James Brady bunch. Okay.
So these are actual testimonies as to why people decided. In the United States.
My fiancé and I had an argument, so I open carried my gun to a park and shot 4 people at random. Not her. The bartender put Clamato into my beer when I said I wanted tomato juice, so I shot him and his dog.
Wow.
I found suspicious calls on my boyfriend's phone, so I shot him. But he was armed at the time, too. Okay. Rather than let my ex-wife win custody, I shot my own daughter to death. Okay? Again, this is January 1st, 2017. So what? 6 months ago. A guest at my son's New Year's Eve party got drunk and wouldn't leave, so I shot him dead. Texas. I got out my 9mm handgun to show it to my son, but I unintentionally shot him in the stomach. I work in a butcher shop where I received a live buffalo to process. I was up a ladder with a gun trying to shoot it, but it bumped the ladder and I shot myself in the leg. So not all of these are deaths. Some of them are just stupid. Okay? I got into a fight with a guy, so I grabbed my gun and fired at him. My shot went through a wall and killed a woman in the next room.
Jeez.
Now this happens a lot in New York, you know, police shootouts. And you find kids two houses down get shot through the wall.
Yeah.
You know, because if your gun is designed to go through an engine block, walls are a lot thinner than engine blocks, okay? A guy dinged my door in a parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, we started arguing about it. We both had guns, but I shot him first.
Jesus, man.
My brother was, a lot of these are in Texas. My brother was arguing with me about which one of us treats grandma better, so I shot him.
And can I say something to the people of Georgia? You don't have to worry about Bernie guys shooting you.
No.
It's going to be
you just
Ebb,
have to go
it's
to all
be
these
Ebb
other...
down the street. Okay?
Yeah.
It's going to be Ebb. He's going to be pissed. He's going to be open carrying. That's the guy that's going to shoot you. Not the Bernie Sanders guy. Okay? I'm sorry. No. It's just ludicrous. I mean...
Anyway, so... But the point is that all of these shooting deaths...
Yes.
Except for the guy with the shooting... Trying to shoot the buffalo from up a ladder.
Yeah.
All of these shooting deaths are all... have you ever got your vibrator on, or was that a phone message?
Nothing. Go ahead. It's a phone message. Don't worry about it.
I was going to say that all of these deaths are just also stupid and pointless. But because people...
Well, we've been saying the same thing for years.
But because people answer their urges with a firearm, and they don't think anything of it.
I was
in the drive-thru at McDonald's, and I didn't like the porno that was playing in the car next to me, so I shot the 13-year-old kid in the back seat. You know?
He didn't like the porno.
Somebody was saying, you know, because, you know, a lot of cars have TVs in their car.
That is some fucking harsh porno critic.
Well,
I'll tell you,
I'm just
that
saying
is.
That...
But I, you know,
in,
I mean,
in America,
seriously,
in America,
you know, you
on,
can go through
average,
these stories again and again and again. And
but
nothing.
They're always different.
No,
they're always
but
different.
Listen to me. It's like
the result is the same.
You can go through these stories ad nauseum.
Well, it is ad nauseum.
Yes,
I feel nauseated.
So
yeah.
Listen to me. It's not going to make any difference unless it's done at the state level. But what's ironic about this and what the reason I was so ticked off is because the people who are responsible for this, I mean, these gun laws don't just happen. They aren't given to us by God. George Washington didn't pass down the idea that every American had a right to have a fucking Kalashnikov, okay? Like this beanhead who shot up a baseball diamond. The people that made this happen is the Republican Party. You get it?
Yeah.
That's what makes me so furious when we have these people in the Republican Party who would sit there and say, oh, well, you know, the left are so violent. It's so absurd, so incredibly Alice in Wonderland logic. Because it's
absolutely
not logical. It's not logical. The reason that these guys got shot with a Kalashnikov is one of the reasons, and I'm not saying it's everything, but one of the reasons is because they've passed legislation that allows guys like this to have a Kalashnikov.
Yeah, even though he's a nut job.
I'm not saying that these guys are directly responsible, but their actions have now been made real. This guy should have a Kalashnikov.
Nobody should have a Kalashnikov.
Oh no, unless you're running around Eastern Europe in World War II. I mean, what the fuck do you need a Kalashnikov for? Deer hunting?
Most of them are in countries where guns are illegal. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. Man, I've gone into Walmart in the States and I just couldn't believe it. Especially
my kids freaked out.
I just, you know, you just can't. And it's just like weird, man. It's just weird. And this is cultural. This is not just about politics. This is about culture.
It's a mindset.
You know, I read an article just the other day about somebody from Ecuador who moved their family and then took the time to write this article in The Week. Why I didn't raise my kids in modern America. And she said the same thing. She sat there and said, America has changed since I was a kid. The readily available, the edginess. We have a population in America that literally George Bush and Dick Cheney literally put in a Skinner box through that entire war. They're under pressure. They're lowly paid, they're exhausted, they're working three jobs, they're angry, and they don't know who to blame. And then we give every one of them a gun and watch them shoot each other.
300 million guns, 300 million people.
Well, listen, there is a clip that I had for you for this.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to play this clip. This is something you'll recognize. So here it is. Randy's rant for 184.
You hold up this sign whenever I make a suggestion that you think is infringing upon your Second Amendment rights, okay?
Okay.
Assault weapons ban. Boom. There it is. Increased background checks. Really? A mandatory 1 hour waiting period if you buy a gun.
Are you kidding me?
Unless I could see a reason. No. Because at the end of the day, none of it works.
What if gun control could work due to that time that it did?
I guess if we're going to go to Planet X and say it's not the United States, it's some other planet, but in the real world with human beings, it's not going to work, and gun control isn't going to work. When was that?
Australia. In 1996, John Howard instituted gun control laws following a mass shooting that shocked the nation. Prime Minister, obviously gun control doesn't work, so how was your scheme a failure?
Well, my scheme was not a failure. We had a massacre at a place called Port Arthur 17 years ago, and there have been none since.
But there were so few of them. Whoopie-doo.
In the 18 years before Port Arthur, there were 13 mass shootings.
I was unaware they had that many.
Whoop-de-doo. But perhaps there were other non-whoop-de-doo side effects.
The homicide rate involving the use of guns has declined significantly by factors of up to 50 and 60%.
Whoop-de-doo. Help me out here, Philip.
Well, put it this way. It's illegal to have crack cocaine anywhere in the United States. Do you think if somebody really wants it, they can get their hands on crack cocaine in America?
So unless we can completely get rid of drugs, there's no point in having drug laws at all.
Well, I guess effectively, it doesn't work. The U.S. has a very high number of guns. Therefore, there's going to be more chances for somebody to be killed with a gun.
Right. That's my point.
That's the John Oliver piece.
Yeah.
From the Daily Show.
And it was that was before he got his own show.
Yeah.
And that's 5 years ago
five
now.
5 years ago.
But
and talking about but Australia
it,
and
it still rings true.
It's still like and the guy, it's just it's like talking to the Borg, man. It doesn't. Yeah. You
and
just program.
Resistance is futile.
Resistance
you know
is
what?
Futile. It is.
We're having another gun amnesty here in Australia. We've had a few since the first one in 96.
Yeah.
I don't think we're actually buying them back this time.
Yeah.
When we bought them back, I mean, we bought back hundreds of thousands of guns, you know, and people were selling anything, you know, just to get rid of them. Because we as a country changed our mindset because we were so disgusted with the shooting deaths of 35 people, including a couple of little children.
And
you know?
What? This, by the way, it's good to know. This was a conservative prime minister.
Oh, very arch conservative.
This is an arch conservative prime minister. And the guy in the National Party, a guy named Ian Fisher, was the vice.
Deputy prime minister.
He was like the rightest guy in the world. Financial policy, we don't agree. But this guy went out to his own people and said, you need to do this. And they did it. And they did it because it was logical. They didn't do it because they had some crazed idea that if something happened, they would turn into Bruce Willis and save the day. They understood the fact that this was for the welfare of the entire community. I don't know why that doesn't happen.
Well, we're a microcosm here. We're the largest single country in the world, I think, apart from Canada. Mm. But we've only got 22 million people, which
that's
would be like
thing.
Los Angeles.
That's a big thing. But it's also, you know, America's like five or six countries. It really is.
Yeah.
And
well, it is. And they often say that.
Yeah, it is. It's you know, I think that's one of the reasons. Anyway, we're going to take a break and be back with our tinfoil hat for.
Yeah, we've really gone on. Yeah,
we go on a bit. 184, our tinfoil hat for 184. Here it's coming your way. But first, a little comedy. Here it is.
And finally, new rule this Father's Day, do the right thing and go out to the mall and get Dad a polyester shirt with tin cufflinks and a nylon tie in a plastic box. He'll never wear it because he's not the doorman at a Sicilian whorehouse. But there is a greater cause to be considered. Stores are going extinct, and they're taking millions of jobs with them. Americans no longer shop till they drop. They click till they're sick. And when they want to buy a pair of pants, they don't have to put on a pair of pants. Yeah. So the folks who are really suffering in this economy are the people like the department store lady in the lab coat who sprays you with hooker perfume. The sales dude who says, I'm not sure I can give you that price. I'll have to ask my manager. And the clerk at Victoria's Secret who says, is this a gift for someone else?
How old are you?
No, stop.
How old
it.
Are you? 61?
In the last
50s were so
oh,
good.
Shut up. In the last 2 years, JCPenney has closed 138 stores. Radio Shack has closed 550, Payless Shoes 400, and on and on and on. But all we hear from President Manbaby is, we must put our miners back to work. No, the jobs we're losing aren't in coal, they're at Kohl's. What is this fetish Trump has with coal miners? Do they have a pee tape on him? He said he was going to be the greatest jobs president God ever created. Maybe he could start by waddling down to Forever 71. And buying a lighter shade of bronzer in a suit that fits. Instead, he sends out his bizarro administrator to the EPA, Scott Pruitt, to announce,
we've had over 50,000 jobs since last quarter, coal jobs, mining jobs, created in this country.
Oh, goody. Now if we can just get the asbestos and lead paint factories back. And reopen the opium dens, like back when America was great. Bill Clinton's campaign song was Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. Trump should be the way we were. And the way we were was not well. Mining coal isn't very good for you. Neither is burning it. It's the reason why there's 1.5 billion people in China, but you can only see 4 of them. Why are we working so hard to preserve the worst job this side of deodorant tester? That's a real thing.
No.
Why are coal jobs so important that Scott Pruitt thinks he should lie about it? Because when he says that we created 50,000 coal jobs this quarter, wow. That is something like coal itself that he just pulled directly out of a dark hole. 50,000 this quarter? The American coal mining industry employs 51,000 people total. There are more yoga teachers just on my block. It's worth asking, why do Trump and his fans care so much about some jobs and not at all about others? We know that coal mining is 95% male and 95% white, but I'm sure that's not it. No, maybe it's Trump's view of the economy. Being like a 5-year-old child, he only likes coal miners and truck drivers and construction workers, you know, the kind of jobs you see on Sesame Street. And I hate to tell you, but those truck driver jobs, they're the next to go when driverless cars become commonplace. Because whether you're in retail or in coal mining or used to work at Blockbuster, it's the same story. When someone comes along with a better idea, you get shit canned. Thousands of Americans used to work as lamplighters, going around town lighting the gas streetlights at night. Then Edison came along with his light bulb. Why didn't President Grant do something to stop that? Because you can't stop progress. So... so say goodbye to the mall now, while you still can, because soon it will be a civilization gone with the wind. And then, where will we go to eat oversized pretzels and hot dogs on a stick? Where will our teenagers go to wander aimlessly? And our elderly population to get exercise? Where will our children go at Christmas when it's time to sit them on a pedophile's lap? Without GameStop, how can hipsters trade their old Xbox games for weed? And without Brookstone, what will happen to women who want to publicly moan on vibrating chairs? Where will zombies attack? Where will I be able to see emotional support dogs pissing on an artificial bush? Where will I be able to get the Christian rock CDs I play to make stragglers leave my parties? And mostly, where will all the laid-off miners go to work?
Yes, folks, it's that time again. Time to discuss the news and commentary we listen to because we hate our own heads. It's our tinfoil hat segment tonight. And it's tinfoil hat time for 184. What do you got for us today, Randy?
Oh, it's my turn.
It is your
turn.
Yeah,
that's right. We take turns. Yeah. Brought to you by Reynolds Wrap, the friendly wrap. My tinfoil hat tonight,
yes,
is actually some Vox Pops from Mississippi.
Oh dear,
Mississippi.
You've gone into the Borg, haven't you?
Yeah, Mississippi burning. These guys, I don't know how they do it, but they make people with an IQ of 100, which is chimpanzee level, seem intelligent. I swear, these, you know, I put in my store-bought teeth, and you ask me a question, I'm going to tell you.
Well, you know that.
You know, I don't like black people. I don't know why. I don't know why. I just don't like black people.
I got an answer for this. Education.
Yeah, what is it?
Education.
You think so?
It's no mistake that rural areas and socially deprived areas in the United States have shithouse education. Public schools.
But you look at these, but some of these people are actually quite intelligent, you know.
Okay.
But they just have been indoctrinated
into the board
with all this, into whatever. Anyway, play my clip, because these Vox Pops of these people from Mississippi, you know, who put on their best overalls.
They're very nice people, probably.
And they talk. Yeah. Even though the lower plate has come loose a bit, so there's a syllabus S, but you have to play the clip.
Going into the Borg. And by the way, I know people in Mississippi, a lot of good people in Mississippi, but here it is, the tinfoil.
I know how to spell
tinfoil
it.
Hat for 184.
I'm here in Mississippi, the poorest state in America, which is also the most conservative state in our union. You never liked the president, did you?
Never, and never will.
Why not?
One thing, you're named Obama.
This is America. Our president should be American, not Muslim.
I don't even like it. When I see him on TV, I turn it off. I don't like it.
Is it because he's black?
No, it's not because he's black, or he's a half-breed. Well, he's black, too, but he's a half-breed.
We believe in family. We believe in Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
I guess I'm a little prejudiced.
Are you? You don't like black people?
Not much.
Why not?
Just don't.
What is this road?
We're in the state of Mississippi.
I don't care for the government. They don't show me anything.
You get food stamps.
Yeah, but I think I deserve food stamps. I have no unemployment.
I hate Obamacare. I think it's retarded and pointless.
But a lot of people in Mississippi need health care.
Yeah.
So something's not working here.
That's
voting
right.
Republican hasn't worked for you.
But it could.
But it hasn't.
It hasn't, but it could.
Why is the poorest state the most conservative state?
We would rather go broke and die hungry than to give up our moral beliefs. I'm going to stand up for what I believe in, even if I go broke doing it.
We're not going to be pushed over. We lost the war. That's true. But we're not going to be pushed around. We're not going to back down from what we believe. And like the tag on the front of my truck says, the South will rise again.
The South will rise again.
It's always the war.
But when he said that, he said, you know, it's we lost the war. And I'm going, what is he talking about, Vietnam? I actually...
It was it was 250 years ago.
I actually had to stop and think, what is he talking about? And then he said the South would rise again. And I had a facepalm that nearly broke my neck when he said that.
Get over it.
Now, I love a thing that said there's only one Confederate flag that really matters, and that was the white one. Ooh, that would hurt.
Yeah, I and this, by the way, this nonsense that you hear spieling back, that's not their nonsense. If I was to talk to each one of these people, I guarantee that Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly have been opening up the back heart of their brains for years
and pissing
and shitting
them,
at it.
That's right.
So, you know, as and Bill always has to remind, because I get very furious, but Bill always has to remind me, these people are programmed. Yeah. This is
that guy's
official.
Been programmed for 180 years since 1865.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, and I think that I remember when this aired, it was Bill Maher, and Bill, you know, it's easy to go down there and find, you know, shit kickers. You know, I mean, you're going to find him. You're going to find him down there. But the what you really, and that's not everybody,
no,
by the way.
No.
You know, by the way, it's not because it's
but
not.
But it is indicative.
It is indicative of a culture that's either apathetic or crazy, you know, and the reason that Ossoff loses in Georgia is not just because of the crazy Borg. It's because not enough people showed up.
And that woman pushed their buttons. She pushed their buttons.
I say, absolutely. She sat there and she knows the Borg programming. They all do.
Resistance is futile.
They say Hillary Clinton. They say, you know.
What about
you know,
them
the
emails?
Hillary Clinton.
Benghazi.
Crooked Hillary.
Benghazi,
you know?
Benghazi. Lock her up.
It's the cerebral cortex. It's not factual. It's been drummed into them. And, you know, we have a problem with that on the left.
Stop saying
left.
Are some people just saying liberal people have a problem with being...
Liberal people have a problem because we actually, you know, a lot of people... If you get in an argument at a Democratic convention, we have different arguments, and they're usually rational. I can sit here and have a rational discussion with a Hillary supporter. I'll disagree with her, but she will have reasons for what she believes that are
factual.
It was
her turn.
Well, no. I could argue that Hillary would be a better... If I was an establishment Democrat, I could argue it very easily. And I've seen it argued rationally. These people have no rational reason to support...
Did anybody throw chairs at your argument?
So you have to start looking at the fact that this is mass psychosis.
Yeah. It is.
This is mass psychosis. This is the pod people. This is...
What about this? You know, they've gone around... It started in New Orleans, and it's been in every state except Alabama that brought out a law against it. But they started taking down Civil War monuments. And some of these were huge. Did you see that? Some of them were massive.
I know I shouldn't have joy when it pisses them off, but I have joy.
But I didn't realize though they had those enormous things there. It'd be like in Germany having like giant Nazi things.
That's it. I remember one black guy was asked, why should that bother you? And he said, look, I don't know. Why should it bother, you know, Jews to have a swastika flying? Because make no mistake about it, slavery in America was genocide. It was fucking genocide. And you guys got the flag of the people that basically fought the war to own and kill and torture and rape and work to death an entire race on your governor's flag, and you're asking me as a black person why I would be pissed off with that?
But you know what, Bill? The argument is... Okay.
Don't know. Okay. Can't place
it. The argument is most people who fought for the South in the Civil War did not believe they were fighting for slavery. They believed they were fighting for states' rights because they didn't own slaves themselves. They just didn't want to get pushed around by Washington.
I think that you would find that that's
The establishment of the South, yes.
That argument's bullshit.
The cross flag said it was a symbol of white supremacy. I don't disagree with that idea, but I think the majority of people that fought for the South thought they were fighting for the right of the states to, because it was an imperfect union, they wanted to have their own control of their own destiny.
No, I don't think that that's... I think if you ask the
average
Southerner...
You can't ask them. They've been dead for 180 years.
In the trenches... Okay. But what I'm saying
I'll have to watch Ken Burns' Civil War again, because I got the feeling these people were fighting their own brothers because they felt you cannot come into my state and tell me what to do. That kind of
is something that they said in Georgia, or at least that was part of the
program. Exactly. Anyway.
It's 1:16. We got to go. Listen, stay strong out there.
Resistance is not futile.
Resist. Peace. Yeah. Peace. We don't endorse violence. Peace. And if you like our... Oh, you're going to... Yeah, all right, great. Thanks, man. Give us a visit over at thebillshow.net, billshow.net.
And sponsor us. Pay the bills, not the Randys.
About the Randys, absolutely. And send us something on our Facebook page if you want to have a chat or you want to just annoy us. Do what you want. Yes. Anyway, we love you. Thanks for listening.
Yeah,
take
bye,
care,
everybody.
Bobby
See
Sherman. Easy come, easy go.
Out of the sun. Whatever may think that.